this machine belongs to.
October 13th, 2008. Yeah, I think Dennis thinks I'm a little crazy. We had a long day today, so a few of us decided to grab a beer after work. I like the people I work with, but all I could think about was getting home and playing with those pieces again. Dennis noticed something was up, and he asked what was on my mind, and I told him. Maybe I shouldn't have. It's a little silly, you know, spending your evenings just playing with glorified Lincoln Logs. I know that's not all they are, but I can see how that would sound weird to someone, anyone else. He gave me a little shit about it, but in a fun way. I think he means well. But none of that matters, because there's better news. I didn't break that piece. I examined it again and noticed that some dust had caught in the slit, and I noticed this yesterday. So I used a little slip of paper to try and clean around the edges, and I applied just a little bit of pressure to one piece, and it activated the click. The accordion was still open from yesterday, so when I made that click happen, it just like immediately retracted in a way that could only be intentional. So I pressed it with the paperclip again, and it clicked again, and I was able to pull it right out. I think it only reacts to these like small narrow objects, like a reset button on like my old Game Boy. My guess is that I hit a carpet tack when rolling it against the floor. All of the apartments that were in my budget had something wrong with them, and shitty floors seemed like a good trade-off to not having a roommate. But hey, it worked out. And I probably wouldn't have figured this out if my landlord actually took care of the place. And some you lose some, I guess. So I have immediately set to work using the paperclip on the other wooden parts, and finding the slits was way easier than I expected when you have the right tools. They're hard to see, but sharp objects seem to catch on them, the same way that my fingernail caught on the first one that I found. So I took the tip of the paperclip and held it against the wooden pieces while rotating them, and I found a lot more. Most of the wooden pieces have at least one, but some have two or three. That's even assuming that I found all of them. It's entirely possible that I missed some. But what's interesting is that they're not all the same. Several of the pieces have an accordion, like the first one. But the others are even more bizarre. One ended up being a long chain of intricate wooden pegs, all interlocked by minuscule dowels. And another had a two-pronged piece of metal that I'm pretty sure is magnetic. Either way, it's pretty safe to assume this isn't just some homemade heirloom. It has too many mechanical parts for it to just be a toy or a crib. I think it's some kind of machine. What it does, I have no idea. But I know I'll keep working on it until I find out. Okay. That's enough for tonight. I'll have to pass on the good news to Dennis in the morning and get razzed again. This Machine Belongs To is a production of Halfwit Podcasts. This episode was written by Matt Spaziani. Vernon Wright is voiced by Jonathan Swenson, based on the journaling game The Machine by Adira and Fenn Slattery. If you'd like to support our endless toil with The Machine or listen to our other podcasts, visit halfwitpodcast.com or find specific links in the show notes of each episode. Lastly, the most efficient way to build the machine is by telling friends of its importance in our once meaningless lives. Someday, this machine could belong to you.